听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi friends, welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve, and we are just beginning the second day of our science feature titled The Life of Bees. Bees are in danger. In various places around the world, large colonies of bees are simply disappearing, and this is a huge cause for concern. And it's not just because honey production will drop. Yes, bees make our lives sweeter by the honey they produce, but there's another, more important reason why we are dependent on bees. Dependent serves as our first key word of the day, and our example sentence reads, "The young child is still dependent on his mother for all of his daily needs." Second, the verb pollinate. Butterflies and moths help pollinate the flowers in this field. And third, the word pollen. Bill sneezes whenever he comes in contact with dust or pollen. Now, let's open our magazines and begin the reading. We are on the top of page 35.
The Life of Bees. When speaking of how people are dependent on bees for survival, we aren't talking about honey or beeswax. Apiarists, people who raise bees, keep them for more than just their honey. They contract their bees out to farmers to pollinate their crops. In fact, without bees, we would not be able to eat many fruits and vegetables, including almonds, onions, melons, and pumpkins. How do bees pollinate plants? They frequent flowers to collect nectar and pollen to use as food.
Hi friends, I'm Rachel.
And I'm Chip, and welcome to our second day where we're looking at our science article for this month, where we're talking about the life of bees. Now, yesterday we talked about how important bees are, for a few reasons. One, they give us honey, which is delicious. And two, they give us beeswax, which is very useful.
It's used in hundreds of products from cosmetics or face creams and lotions to soaps to candles. So probably if we all looked in our homes, we would find a number of things made out of beeswax. But also we learned yesterday that many bee colonies, which is kind of like a group or family of bees, are disappearing.
That's right, and this is a phenomenon that our article that's called colony collapse disorder, or CCD. So we have a potential problem here. If bees are very important to human life, matter of fact, they're vital to human life, then we don't want them to disappear.
We sure don't. And they do more, obviously, than just give us honey and beeswax. So that's what we're going to talk about today. Let's get right into our text. When we see here, when speaking of how people are dependent on bees for survival, we aren't talking about honey or beeswax, which I just mentioned. Now, those two things are important. But talking about this dependence on bees for survival is a totally different issue.
Yeah, when you are dependent on something, that means that you rely on something else for some reason, perhaps for life. So, for example, our article says that people are dependent on bees. That means that we need bees in order to survive.
This is a new concept for me. I've never thought of myself as needing a bee in order to survive. But just wait until you see why. We're going to talk about these people who raise bees, and what are they called, Chip?
Well, these people are called apiarists. And these are people who raise bees. They keep them for more than just their honey. Because bees are such an important animal, important insect, they have another reason for keeping these bees.
That's right. In other words, they contract their bees out to farmers to pollinate their crops. Now, they're contracting them out. This is an interesting way to put it, isn't it?
It certainly is. And this word pollinate is a very important word when we're talking about bees, because this is the biggest responsibilities that bees have. They pollinate crops.
So now, if you remember from science class, all flowers have a little bit of pollen in them, and usually it's kind of a yellowish powder, and this pollen is quite important, and this is what the bees are going for. They take that pollen and they move it around.
That's right. That's what pollinate means. It means to take pollen from one flower and move it to another flower, and that's what bees do.
But here we're seeing that bees are pollinating the crops of the farmers, and of course, as humans, we depend on these crops. This is the food that we eat. And for some reason, it's very important that bees pollinate these crops, that they put the pollen on the crops. In fact, without bees, we would not be able to eat many fruits and vegetables, including what, Chip?
Including almonds and onions and melons and pumpkins. So a lot of fruits and even some nuts are dependent on bees pollinating these plants.
So no wonder we talk about a busy bee, right? That's kind of an idiom in English, because these bees are busy. They are busy helping us have wonderful fruits and vegetables. This is so interesting. I don't remember learning about this in science class.
Well, yeah, it's very important stuff here. This is, bees have a very big responsibility. So let's talk about how do bees pollinate plants. Well, our article says that they frequent flowers. That means that they frequently go to flowers in order to collect nectar and pollen to use as food.
Now, we've already talked a bit about pollen, but let's stop on that word nectar. From my understanding, nectar is something that is quite sweet, and it is also found in the flower. So we're just starting to talk about this process, but right now we need to take a break. We will finish talking about it after a break, but first, let's visit the chat room.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the chat room. I'm Beth, and this is Ken.
Hi, everyone. Beth, we just learned that people who raise bees are called apiarists. And I see in our sidebar that we can also call them beekeepers, right?
Yes, that's right. And beekeeper is the word that most people are more familiar with. You know, Ken, there are many different kinds of keepers.
Yes, there are. I know there's zookeeper, shopkeeper, and innkeeper. Are there others?
Well, do you know housekeeper and groundskeeper? A housekeeper is someone who is employed to do cleaning tasks in a home or a place of business.
So if a housekeeper is in charge of keeping the inside of a building clean, then does a groundskeeper help take care of the outside area?
You've got it. A groundskeeper takes care of the grounds. A groundskeeper may work at a park, an athletic field, a castle, a church, a museum, any place that includes a large outside area.
在英文当中有不少和 keeper 相连用的字，像今天课文中的 beekeeper 就是养蜂人，另外还有 zookeeper 动物园管理员， shopkeeper 商店的老板， innkeeper 小旅馆的老板， housekeeper 是女管家，groundskeeper 是运动场地或花园的管理员。应该看得出 keeper 就是指某一个地方的管理者或者守护者。
Ken, what about bookkeeper? Do you know that one?
Is that someone who works at a bookstore?
Well, that's a good guess, but no. A bookkeeper is actually a person at a company or a business who keeps records of the money that has been spent and received.
Oh, okay. Hey, I just thought of another one. Goalkeeper. Sports like soccer and hockey have a goalkeeper.
Good. The goalkeeper is the player who prevents the ball or puck from going into the goal.
Okay. Any others?
Well, here's one last keeper you probably haven't heard of. A peacekeeper.
A peacekeeper? Who's that?
Well, a peacekeeper is someone who promotes peace. For example, the peacekeeper in a family is someone who tries to prevent or resolve family arguments. But the word peacekeeper can also refer to a member of a military force, someone who is protecting people from danger or keeping them in peace.
Bookkeeper 的 book 是账簿。所以 bookkeeper 就是指那个账房主计 goalkeeper 是足球或曲棍球的守门员 peacekeeper 字面上是维持和平者但是 peacekeeper 也常常用来表示两个交战国之间的停火执行小组就像 the UN peacekeepers 联合国和平部队
Thanks for joining us friends Now it's time for a quick break But stay with us Studio Classroom will be right back
Welcome back from the break, everyone. Yes, bees do a lot more than make our lives sweeter by the honey they make. We're learning bees play an essential role in the production of many crops. Without bees, the variety of fruits and vegetables in our diet would be severely limited. And so, this is why we humans need to be concerned about the life of bees. More specifically, colony collapse disorder, which you can learn more about on the right side of page 35. One last word before we conclude with the reading is the phrasal verb drop off, as in, the mailman stopped to drop off some mail for the shop owner. Now, let's pick up where we left off. We'll resume the reading on line 3 of page 36.
The life of bees. As bees travel from flower to flower picking up new pollen, they drop off some of the pollen they've already collected. Plants then use this pollen to reproduce. Both bees and flowers benefit from this process, and so do we. In the United States, bees pollinate 15 to 30% of the food people eat. So, the next time you see a bee buzzing around, remember that it's doing more than just making life a little sweeter.
Welcome back. Before the break, we were talking about how many of the foods that we eat are dependent on bees pollinating the plants of these foods.
Exactly. And we learned that the bees frequent or they visit, go to the flowers frequently, and they collect the nectar and the pollen to use as food. So this is a very interesting process. The bees are quite busy. They're working very hard. And then they travel from flower to flower picking up new pollen. But as they do that, they also drop off some of the pollen that they've already collected.
Okay. Now, when we use that verbal phrase, drop off, maybe they're not actually dropping something out of their hands or claws or whatever they have, but they're dropping something off. That means that they are delivering something. They're delivering this pollen. So I guess a bus driver might drop off its passengers at a bus stop.
Right. We can use this phrase a lot in English. You can drop something off for a friend or a mailman is always dropping off letters. So this is a very useful phrase to learn. So again, the bees travel from flower to flower. They pick up the new pollen and then they drop off some of the pollen that they've already collected. I wonder where they keep that pollen. They're just such tiny little bees, and it doesn't seem like a little bit of pollen would be that significant, But it is.
Yeah, I think when they go into a flower, or when they get their little nose into a flower, I think their fuzzy, furry bodies collect this pollen, and actually they accidentally, a lot of times, carry it from flower to flower.
This is fascinating. I must say I have much more respect for bees than I did before reading this lesson. Well, continuing on, we see that plants then use this pollen to reproduce. So the plants use this pollen, and then the plant is able to reproduce and make more plants.
So it sounds like a lot of plants are dependent on this pollen, bees pollinating their flowers. And if bees didn't pollinate these flowers, a lot of plants would probably not be able to reproduce.
That is pretty amazing. Well, we see that both bees and flowers benefit from this process. So the bees get something out of it as well. They both benefit. If you benefit from something, then you enjoy some advantages of something. And definitely both bees and the flowers get something out of this process, as well as you and I. We benefit as well.
That's right. We sure do. Our article says that in the United States, bees pollinate 15% to 30% of the food that we eat.
Wow. So the next time you sit down for a meal, you should be thankful that the bees are out there and that they are working hard. And that's what our author says. So the next time you see a bee buzzing around, remember that it's doing more than just making life a little sweeter. Right now, let's go to Liz with some grammar on the go.
Hello there, friends. How are you today? My name is Liz, and it's time for Grammar on the Go. We've been talking about bees in our article and how they're important to farmers. In fact, did you know that honeybees are the most important pollinator of apples in North America? Speaking of apples, I'm here at an apple orchard. As you can tell, it's harvest time, and there's a lot of apples behind me. It was a good thing they had some honeybees here to help out with the pollinating. Anyhow, here's today's grammar tip sentence. So, next time you see a bee buzzing around, remember that it's doing more than just making life a little sweeter. The writer is reminding us that bees don't just make life a little sweeter. They're also doing other things. Notice the pattern. Doing more than just, plus verb in ing form. This is a very useful sentence pattern when you want to show how a situation or a person's action is not as simple as what others may think. And the word just is there for emphasis. For example, the assistant is doing more than just making coffee. Or being a fashion model is more than just standing in front of a camera and looking pretty. If you'd like to see some more example sentences, you'll find them in today's grammar tip in your Studio Classroom magazine. That's all for today. Thanks for joining. This is Liz with Grammar on the Go, signing off. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Welcome back. Well, I hope you've enjoyed this article and this conversation about how important bees are. I know that it has certainly changed my opinion of the honeybee, or any bees for that matter.
Mine too. You know, when I was a kid, I actually got to visit one of those places where they keep the bees, and the beekeeper goes in and you see like thousands of bees buzzing around. And I remember being quite afraid that I would get stung. But I was so impressed at how busy, how active those bees were. They really do work hard for all of us.
That's true. They work hard to create food for humans.
Definitely. So I hope that this phenomenon, which is causing bees to disappear, doesn't become too serious, because if it does, it's going to affect all of us in some way, isn't it, Chip?
It certainly will. It sounds like it will at least affect 15 to 30% of the food that people eat in America. So that's a pretty big percentage of the food.
I agree. So again, the next time you sit down to a meal, maybe be a little thankful that bees are out there doing a lot of work to make your food taste good and appear on the table. Well, we hope you've enjoyed today's lesson. Let's watch our skit.
Oh no! Oh no! What do we do? What do we do?
What's wrong?
I just heard that Mary Lou has a bee in her bonnet. Hurry! We have to do something!
Wait, did you just say that she has a bee in her bonnet?
Yes, I heard she has a bee in her bonnet in her old-fashioned hat.
Oh, don't worry. Having a bee in your bonnet is an English idiom.
An English idiom?
Yes, it means that Mary Lou keeps talking about something that's bothering her.
So she keeps talking about something.
Yes, she keeps repeating the same idea again and again. She has a bee in her bonnet.
Oh, phew. So it's just an English idiom.
That's right.
Oh, okay.
And Mary Lou doesn't really have a bee in her bonnet.
No, of course it doesn't. Oh no! What do we do? What do we do?
Well, I guess Mary Lou really does have a bee in her bonnet. Ooh.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 首先我们看的是 dependent 这个形容词。我们看到这个字里面有 depend, 依赖或依靠这个动词。所以形容词 dependent 是指依靠的或依赖的。例如 Georgia is really dependent on her parents.Georgia 真的很依赖她的父母亲。如果是 be 动词加上 dependent on something, 是指取决于某个事物。例如 ,the future of the company is dependent on the success of this new product. 公司的未来取决于这个新产品的成功与否。接下来我们看的是 pollinate 这个动词。在看 pollinate 之前我们先看它的名词 pollen。pollen 是指花粉。例如Larry is allergic to pollen and dust. Larry 对花粉跟灰尘都过敏。动词 pollinate 指的就是授粉这个动作。例如 ,birds and butterflies pollinate plants by carrying pollen among flowers. 小鸟跟蝴蝶带着花粉在花朵之间飞来飞去让植物能够授粉。授粉的名词是 pollination, P-O-L-L-I-N-A-T-I-O-N。例如 ,many insects are necessary for pollination. 授粉需要许多种的昆虫。最后我们看的是 drop off, 这个动词片语。drop off 是指放下、留下或落下。例如 ,can you drop me off at the bus stop on your way home? 你回家的路上可以把我放在公车站吗？或者是 ,we dropped our luggage off at the hotel and went sightseeing. 我们把行李先放在旅馆然后就去观光了。And I guess that's all the time we have for today. Keep up the good work, and I'll see you next time.
The life of bees. When speaking of how people are dependent on bees for survival, we aren't talking about honey or beeswax. Apiarists, people who raise bees, keep them for more than just their honey.They contract their bees out to farmers to pollinate their crops. In fact, without bees, we would not be able to eat many fruits and vegetables, including almonds, onions, melons, and pumpkins. How do bees pollinate plants? They frequent flowers to collect nectar and pollen to use as food. As bees travel from flower to flower picking up new pollen,They drop off some of the pollen they've already collected. Plants then use this pollen to reproduce. Both bees and flowers benefit from this process, and so do we. In the United States, bees pollinate 15 to 30% of the food people eat. So, the next time you see a bee buzzing around, remember that it's doing more than just making life a little sweeter.
Well, that certainly is an interesting statistic. In America, people can thank the small fuzzy bee for 15 to 30% of their food. So you can see why it's vital that scientists understand the causes of colony collapse disorder as soon as possible. We need to save the bees. Friends, we hope you found this science article interesting and helpful. Tomorrow, we begin a lesson in psychology. In it, we'll discuss building things with toy bricks for the purpose of improving business. Also, a reminder that you have the opportunity to have your essay published in our Studio Classroom magazine. Check page 9 for more details. Friends, I hope you all have a phenomenal day. Bye-bye, and we'll see you next time.